Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is the place to be if you want a true shortcut to being instantly well-informed. Today, we are cutting right through all the usual complexity of web development. We're focusing on something that's really designed for the person who just wants to get online now, fast, simple, and without all those database headaches that usually trip up beginners. So our mission today is a deep dive into something called HTMLI. It's a database-less PHP blogging platform. Now, that might sound a little obscure, but trust us, the technical promises here are, they're huge. We're going to explain exactly what a flat file CMS is, why it's such a win for simplicity and speed, and based on the material, just how quickly you can go from zero to a really powerful functioning site. And before we jump in, a quick thank you to our supporter for this deep dive. We're sponsored by SaveServer. SaveServer ensures the hosting of this software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's unpack this, because we're really talking about just eliminating complexity. When people start a blog, the first couple of hours are often spent just fighting with databases, setting up users, connecting to MySQL, all these config files. HTML just bypasses all of that. Its whole focus is on high performance and accessibility, making sure you don't need a ton of technical knowledge or, heavy server resources to get going. And that shift in focus, that's what makes this so important for beginners.
That's the perfect setup, actually, because it brings us right to that term databaseless. I mean, for most people, a CMS, like the big ones out there, they are completely reliant on these complex database structures. So what happens when HTMLI just says, nope, we don't need that? Why is dropping that database such a massive, massive advantage?
Well, when we say databaseless, we're really just classifying it as a flat file CMS. So instead of using something like MySQL to organize data and all these complex tables, it stores everything. Content, metadata, settings in plain text files right on your server. Think of it less like a sophisticated library catalog that needs a special search engine and more like a set of perfectly organized folders and documents.
Okay, so it's literally just files and folders.
Exactly. And for a beginner, the advantage is an almost instantaneous setup. You have fewer moving parts, fewer connections to worry about securing, and critically, just less complexity to troubleshoot when something goes wrong. The core promise, and this is a quote from the sources, is that this lets you create a fast, secure, and powerful website or blog in seconds. That's the whole philosophy.
I like that analogy. So if the content is managed in these simple files, does that mean we're like manually editing text files all the time? Or do you still get that familiar dashboard experience you'd expect?
No, and that's the beauty of it. It's a hybrid approach, which really reinforces that whole easy philosophy. You absolutely get a traditional web-based dashboard where you can write your posts, manage all your settings, and so on.
Okay.
But, and this is the cool part, if you're comfortable with it, you also have the flexibility to manage content right from the file system.
Yeah.
So if you need to, say, upload a whole batch of articles at once, you can just drop the files on your server via FTP. It's incredibly powerful.
Okay, so this is where it gets really interesting for me, and maybe where I have to challenge the premise a little bit. Databases were invented for a reason, right? Because file systems can get incredibly slow when you have a lot of data. So how can something databaseless claim to be truly fast and handle a massive scale? I'm talking thousands of posts without hitting some huge bottlenecks.
That is the central engineering marvel of the system. It really comes down to a trade-off. It shifts complexity away from the query phase and into an indexing phase. See, traditional database systems run these complex dynamic queries every single time someone loads a page, and that introduces overhead. HTML just avoids that entirely. It uses a unique algorithm that's designed to find and list content based on an optimized index of file metadata.
So it's not performing a live search every time.
Precisely. It's like a relational database is dynamically searching a giant mixed pile of information every time. HTML, on the other hand, has already pre-sorted all of that information and cached the key data. So when you ask for all posts tagged PHP, it just grabs that info from the index instantly. No scanning thousands of database rows.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, instead of this constant querying, the heavy lifting happens when a file is first uploaded or the index is refreshed. And that minimizes the load when a visitor actually hits the page.
You got it. The efficiency is baked right into the retrieval method. And the sources give us some really concrete evidence that this scales way better than you'd think.
Okay, lay those scaling facts on us. Because saying a flat file system can handle that kind of scale, that sort of redefines what a beginner can achieve with minimal resources.
The sources are very specific on this. They state its performance stays fast, even with 10,000 posts and hundreds of tags.
10,000, okay.
But it gets better. They claim it can handle more than 20,000 posts without issues. And this is while running on really restricted hardware like basic shared hosting or a tiny server with only 512 megabytes of RAM.
Wait, 20,000 posts on 512 megs of RAM?
Yeah.
That's a staggering claim. I mean, many big database-driven platforms start feeling sluggish with just a few thousand posts on way more resources than that.
Absolutely. And this completely lowers the financial and technical barrier to entry. It connects right back to that core idea of the platform, making powerful tech accessible, even with minimal resources. You don't have to overpay for server power just to run a performant blog.
But let's bring in some nuance here, because we talked about trade-offs.
Yeah.
If a relational database is built for, say, transactional integrity, what kind of functionality might a user eventually outgrow with a system like HTML?
That's a great critical question. HTML is built for content delivery. Think blogs, portfolios, static-like sites. It's not designed for massive transactional data like an e-commerce checkout or complex user systems where you need real-time data syncing across multiple tables.
Got it.
So if your goal is publishing articles at high speed, it's perfect. But for, 99% of beginners launching their first site, HTML gives them far more than they'll ever need.
That clarity is important. Okay, let's get practical for a minute. If someone listening is convinced and they want to try this out right now, what are the absolute basic technical requirements to run it?
It's pretty minimal. Since it's built on PHP, the main requirement is just PHP 7.2 or greater, which should be available on pretty much any modern hosting service.
And what about the sneaky part of PHP installs the extensions? What specific modules do people need to make sure are enabled?
Right. You'll need to check for 5 specific PHP extensions. You need PHP MBString, PHP XML, PHP INTL, and PHP GD. And then there's PHP ZIP, but that one is only required if you want to use the built-in backup feature. But those first 4 are the must-haves.
Perfect. Okay, let's walk through the installation. The sources give us 2 clear paths. We can start with the traditional one, installing from the source code.
Yep, option 1. Step 1, you download the latest version as a ZIP file from the GitHub repository. Step 2, you upload that file and extract it on your web server. And then step 3, you just visit the installation script in your browser. So, your site --com install.php.
And after you run through the installer, what's that crucial final step that everyone has to remember for security?
This is so important. Post-install cleanup is mandatory. The installer tries to delete the install.php file itself, but if it fails for some reason, like permissions, you must delete that file manually.
Okay, so that's a big one. Delete install.php.
Leaving it accessible is a major security risk. Cannot overstate that.
Noted. Now, what about that second option, online install? That sounds like the faster path.
It's significantly shorter, yeah. You download just one single file, the online-installer.php from the release page, upload just that one file, visit it in your browser, and that script handles the entire download and extraction process for you.
That really simplifies things. And I assume the security cleanup is still required.
Oh, yes. And for this method, you have to manually delete both the online-installer.php file and the install.php file when it's done.
That's super clear. Now, for the truly impatient beginner who just wants to see the site live instantly, there was a quick setup hack mentioned.
Ah, the shortcut. Yes. If you don't need the admin dashboard right away, you can just rename the file config.ini.example to config.ini.chi. Then you just delete install.php and you're technically live. It bypasses the whole setup. That's about as instantaneous as it gets.
Instantaneous entry. I love it. Okay, let's shift to features, because what's fascinating is that HTML isn't just a basic file viewer. It has these robust features you'd normally associate with those heavy database systems. What kind of powerful tools are packed in here?
It really does punch above its weight. On the admin side, you get high-level security like 2-factor authentication or 2FA.
Wow, 2FA.
Yep, an extra security layer for your login. You also get a built-in one-click update function, which is critical for maintenance, and a simple menu editor.
And looking at the content management side, what surprised you the most?
The inclusion of scheduled posts and full text search right out of the box, that is incredible for a flat file system. I mean, full text search usually requires a dedicated search engine or a complex database query. HTML manages it through its indexing. You also get custom fields for unique content types.
You know, the scheduled posts thing really spikes my curiosity. In a traditional CMS, that relies on a server cron job hitting a database. How does a flat file system handle timing without that?
It's clever. It just uses file status and time awareness. So when a visitor hits the site, The system just checks the scheduled posts against the current server time and decides if that post's file should be included in the content it serves up. It's a really efficient, lightweight way to handle it. And for SEO and site structure, it has archives, categories, tags, automatic sitemaps, even a built-in popular post feature. These are all core components, not add-ons.
And that list of built-in features really speaks to their security philosophy, doesn't it? The whole idea of avoiding the plugin ecosystem.
Exactly. The developers are explicit about this. They want to avoid the mess of unsafe, outdated, and slow plugins that you see elsewhere. Their whole strategy is that if a new feature is important, it gets vetted, added to the core of HTML, and has to pass a security audit. It ensures stability and security.
That's a huge selling point for beginners who might not know how to vet third-party code. Okay, so before we summarize, if a user gets this installed, what are the final steps? File permissions and logging in.
Just two things. You need to make sure you have write permission for two directories, cache and content. This just lets the system store its index data and new posts. And to get to the admin panel, you just add login to the end of your site's URL.
And for anyone who might want to contribute to the project, it is fully open source, right?
It is, yeah. Licensed under GPL 2.0, hosted on GitHub, with about 1.3K stars, which shows pretty strong community interest. It's mostly PHP, CSS, and JavaScript, with about 60 contributors. It's a healthy, active project.
So, after all that, what does this all mean for the beginner listener? The person who just wants a beautiful, fast site up and running without all that friction?
It means the barrier to entry has really never been lower. HTMLe successfully combines these professional, powerful features, full-text search, 2FA, scheduled publishing, with the speed and simplicity of a database-less file system. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly lightweight, it's scalable, and it's just fundamentally easy to manage. It is the perfect starting point for your digital transformation because it lets you focus on your content, not your infrastructure.
It's a really compelling case for just streamlining everything. And that brings us to our final thought for you to explore on your own. This raises a really important question. Given the incredible performance claims, handling 20,000 posts on minimal resources because of that unique algorithm, how much of that computational burden is truly removed from the server and how much is maybe shifted somewhere else? Is it on the client's browser or is it hidden inside that optimized indexing process? Understanding that balance, that's the key to pushing a system like this to its absolute limits.
Something to definitely mull over as you start experimenting with its speed.
A great thought to leave you with. Thank you again for joining us for this deep dive. And of course, a final thank you to our supporter, SafeServer, helping with digital transformation and hosting. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Until next time.
Farewell.